I want to relate a story to you today, friends. Several hundred years ago, India had a conqueror called Mahmud of Ghazni. He was well known for destroying all the idols in every town to which he came. In one city, he forced his way into the costliest shrine of the Brahmins. There rose before him the figure of a gigantic idol 15 feet high. He ordered his men to destroy it, but the Brahmins of the temple threw themselves on the ground before the idol and begged, "Great Mahmud, spare our god, for the fortunes of this city depend upon him." But Mahmud said he would rather be known as the breaker than the seller of idols, and he struck the image with his battle axe. Soon the idol was broken to pieces. It proved to be hollow and had been used as a receptacle for thousands of precious gems, which, as the image was shattered, fell at the conqueror's feet. The title of my message today, friends, is The Shrine of Self. For we too worship at the shrine of self, and we want to spare our god, which is the idol self. But if you want to get anywhere with God, the idol of self must be smashed to pieces. Alan Redpath used to say that before God can use a man, he must first smash him. And as true friends, there is a priceless life of jewels that await all who learn the secret of losing their life for Christ's sake and the gospel. In the Gospel of Matthew, we hear the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." The most difficult thing I have had to learn in my Christian life is that verse. The day came when I asked God to make that verse a reality in my life. I was sitting in my study early one morning before dawn, having my quiet time, and I desperately was seeking God. I desperately and urgently wanted God to use me more, but self was in the way. I had grown too accustomed to worshiping at the shrine of self. Self always had to have its way, but a self-indulgent life is a spiritual wasteland. I was finally ready for an absolute surrender to God. I was ready for Him to smash my idol self. And I wrote something that day in the flyleaf of my Bible in harmony with Matthew 16:25, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." I made a vow to God that day as I wrote in the flyleaf of my Bible the following words, "What is my life that I should keep it selfishly for me? I choose to lose it so completely and have it found in thee." Before I wrote those words, I was a wealthy businessman, rich in the things of this world. At this very moment, I have $5 to my name, and I own nothing, but I am rich toward God. How about you, friend? Do you worship at the shrine of self? Is money your god? Is pleasure your idol? God gets serious with those who get serious with Him. If you are seriously sincere that you desire further usefulness to God, then self must go the way of the cross. The abundant spiritual life of fruitfulness is lived via the cross. Let us pray.